And what Tanya says that the goy can be mal, a kuti cannot be mal. Why? Why can the kuti be mal? Because the kuti is not malish mo, because he is malish imazim. But a goy can be mal. He doesn't doubt in the public waters with the fish near that the goy cannot be mal. So the question arises, the Tanya who says that the goy can be mal, but the kuti cannot be mal. Why can the kuti be mal? Because the kuti is not malish mo. Because he's more Vishimagridi. So one is that if we say that our law of the Vishimagridi applies to Tzilitage at all, why does it apply to Tzilitage? What way does it apply to Tzilitage? So the answer is because there is a deal of Vishimagridi, and one who is not the Tzilas Gerashi cannot say the Vishimagridi Gerashi. So in many ways, the Mandova would say that he could be, cannot be mal. Why? Because he's not mal anymore. He's mal if he's not living. So he should also say that the boy shouldn't be mal. And he says, Yom Elakum Val Yom El Kuti. So the answer is, there is the din of any Vitera that applies only to Shlichet and to Eidet, not to Lishmo. So Mele, too, he holds that Mele requires Lishmo, but still he goes. A goy is malish mo. He can accept the lish. All right. They didn't have the Yitzro. The Motino and Nima, the two years well in the Rameyer. The Tau Kodaitim. The Rameyer and Nama Binom Tzivu Mishmo Bid Rabbonon. The Gazre Ktive Oto Chtime. Uvvetel Rabbune Bigod Menino Gabo. Umhane Apilu Bishayte Tvei Mivichlite. Kim do have the elements that are on. Now the first portion says that there is a distinction that is right. There is a distinction between chlitze and get. We got the shape. Shape got the get. If I hear me not gabo, so it's got chlitze. Shape got the chlitze. If I hear me not gabo, so it's no. Why got the get? Is it good? Shape is if it got the way not gabo because there is a chochem kichmait that he has kavon lishma. And Gabi Chuit says there is no lishma. Now he says no, there is no distinction between Geh and Chuit in so far as he is concerned. So if Geh, if the lishma has to be the right way, so then Gabi Geh too, if he says the right way, so it's no good. Even though Achir is the Lord Abba. Just as Gabi Chuita we say, that when Achim is not Gabo, so it's no good. So Gabi Getu, so it's no good. Gabi Getu, it's no good. Now, what the Gabi is no good? Why? Tesis is Chilis. Tesis is Chilis. I mean, you see it now. Tesis, the first portion Tesis says that it is good Gabi Get. Why? Because there is a Chochim Tichmaita. So why the Chilis that we say here, it's not good. Wherever Lishmo is required, so it's no good. But there is a Chochim Tichmaita. So what is the Achille? And we see it, it's whether when there is a Chochim Tichmaito, is it a Chochim Tichmo, is not a Chochim Tichmo? And then something else. Jesus says, according to Rav Meir, that Midrash is the only Chochimah to do Tichmo. But Midrabonon, so the Chochimah has to do Tichmo, then a Chochim can write again, it's God with a Gabo. Only if God lives with a Gabo, but if God is not with a Gabo, then a Chochim cannot write again, even while in the Rameya, even though according to Rameya, so the Lishmo by Tzive is only the Rabon, the Haram and the Lishmo. I mean, Bastoni is that it's not even required in the Rabon. So even while in the Haram in it, so it's only the Rabon. Still, a Sheikh can lie to get only if he got to be a Gabo, but if he got to be not even a Gabo, not. So the question is Monefter, if Midrabon on Tzive is required, and so Tzivu Lishmo is required, Tzivu Lishmo, so how, and according to Rav Lezer, so the Sheikh cannot try to get, even with the God of the Gabo. Why not? Because the Sheikh says he's not the Chav Lishmo, even with the God of the Gabo. So how with the Rav Meir, he shouldn't be able to try to get either. What is that? If the Messiah sees that there is no Kavon Lishmo, so what difference does it make when the Lishmo is required, with the Rav Lishmo is required with the Rabbonon? But with the Rabbonon, it has to be Lishmo. So how can a Sheite, How can he shake a Viking egg? The answer is no. As far as the Messiah is concerned, so there is no much weaker between the second verse and the first verse. Just as the first verse said that the shaker of the Messiah can have kavane, so the second verse no. So that the shaker of the Messiah can have kavane. But where is the first verse hold that his kavane is not muskaz by it, inasmuch as there is a chokhin of Michael? So the second verse, the legal hold no. A chair is a mikhotin. Who can see it? Have that without his media not considered the day off. So their kavanah is not muskaz. But if he shake it, who can see it is devoid of that. So then his kavanah is muskaz. His kavanah is no kavanah. Even if the reed, the yichochem, is my soul. Not that we see it, he doesn't have kavanah. But our pidin is kavanah is no kavanah. So this halacha, that our pidin is kavanah is no kavanah by shake it, is shayach only a little bit of leather. That the Lishmo is required of the right, but then came, according to Rav Meir, assuming that the Rabbonon is still after the Lishmo, but since he told me the Rabbonon, so the Meir is Kavon, he's not with God, but the Messias, he has that. So there is a first part, there is a first part. Wait a minute. Read our info. You see no name is to be well in the Rav Meir. It's out there, I don't have Meir Nabdin, if you Lishmo with the Rabbonon. Because you don't see no, to see me, who make a Rav, who never got me without the Rabbonon. ומחנה אפילו בישית את שפי מבחלית כיבד להבה אלו מדרבונון. So רבונה applies it to a good limit of Rabbo. So the way it's effective even by shape, שפי מבחלית. Why? Why is it by חלית? So we say that חלית is no חלית in the open of Rabbo. Why? Because the shape that we see it is devoid of that. So the male is carbone is no carbone. If he has it, our team is carbone is muska. So here too it is muska, then so he's here, it's only carbone. So the male is, seems in here, he has carbone, so he sees the carbone. Avon, Rabbi, the boy, seems the right to wish more, with the hand of the shade, because of the carbon. Boy, the quiz, why? Because our team is, his carbone is muska. Why is it carbone of the cotton is not muska? The answer is because the cotton can have things here, that. Of the deity that is no that, so maybe it's Kavoni is a Kavoni. But they can say to whom he fears is the void of God, so it's Kavoni is not Kavoni. The poor is of Nachman Bright, Victorian is Hovind Post, Umas for the Yot, it's a Red Meir, with no Catholic, where it's Hovind. So it goes according to Red Meir, and now to the Kashi is, just as you say, that by shape, if it's by chayas it's in kof, if God lives in without kabo. So then it is good. So why? Because it's only the Rabbonon. And this is it's only the Rabbonon. So wherever there is kabo is in fear, so maybe it's not muskat, it's only the Rabbonon. So kabo goes to? If the goal invites the guest and the God lives in God, I've also been fierce. This is what the maximum assumes. Been fierce, he has that, he has kavone. So the male has seen it's only the Rabbonon. So it shouldn't be Mufkaz, just as Bashenke we say it's not Mufkaz. Umshane, the Chomdait Nafshiko, the Portlaf, the God lives in God, I feel that may, because a goy is in fear, there's no kavone, even though a goy is in the gabon. Hodor amar av nachmen, lav milkinyan. So at first, Rav Nachman assumes that even while he's a Rav Meir, the kid is not required to lishmo, but the rabbon is tested to lishmo. So melee, a goy cannot buy the get. And Rav Nachman said, no, according to Rav Meir, the kid is not required to lishmo, so even the rabbon is not required to lishmo. Und preis ist von den Kronen Post, wo Rebbe Lezer ist. Ich sage, so why? So what? Ich meine, ich sage, ich bin Rebbe Lezer. So wie noch hat er nicht gekommen? Wir sind gut. So why does he have to mention that the Akum? Let the mention Cheresh in Kot no also. According to Rebbe Lezer, it's no good. That, so the reason is why. The price to mention Akum is Post, so he was in Bush, that how he should have been that the Asia. You are being the Cheresh in Kot in this too. This Poadin, the Chayas in Kotnitzur, is in Shlich. In other words, Tate does not want to involve itself now in the Shaila as to whether Shilas Haget requires Shlich as an Asi. It happens that the Vishite is, the Shilas Haget does require this. But teacher doesn't want to involve himself. So teacher says, and now, how would it be, according to Rabbi, that either which more is right or required, is a heritage because you would rather get and because you would gain out of both. So assuming that either requires the rest of course it would be first to put me the right. But assuming that Sidra Taked is not required to be heard. So if you have it and you cost me with writing the S and you cost me with the double, then he is still writing smoke. And Sidra is not required, so then it should be good. But Shaita is no. Oh. Voad in her, you cost me with the Sidra, you go in and Sidra. So look at the Chavin, you cost me with the Chavin. You will have a Shaita, you cost me, share in the God, when you got double. ומי שייטה בא לפוסו, כמו איזה חוויץ, אם לא רוצה להתעשר, יהיו אחרת, שייטה ליקוס משאיר עם גודל בגבו, שייטה את אגב כבר לנעשה, but it's חרש את קוטן בצעה שיר עם גודל בגבו, but שייטה בא לפוסו כמו איזה חוויץ. Right. It's like a governor. In other words, I mean, it's not a very big state, it's like a governor. But because Chaiti always comes together with Cheresh and Kot. But actually, Chaiti means Cheresh and Kot in Chaiti God Lagavo, but Chaiti not. Why? Because Chaiti is devoid of that. So even if we assume that Chaiti again is not required to Chaiti, but a shaita cannot try to get because Kavoni is lacking. Even though it's got Linda Gabo, then we see it, yes, Kavoni. So Raya, according to the mayor, he said it's all right, so it's Raya, then we see it, yes, Kavoni. But our Pedini is Kavoni's book. The Chema, the mayor talks like so, the boy is still in Shmom with Rabbono. So the boss had the Kinam Masi Tikra Meir, Pori Wabali is coming back in Ashikovic. So he sees that it is the maximum assume that even while we're the Meir, it has to do with Shmo. And of course it has to do with Shmo with Rabona. So he's here, has to say, tell another one. So he's here, so according to this wash, in other words, we have the first wash in case, then we have the second wash and the third wash. Or two machines in the reef. So the first washing in the reef is that the Havamina of the Gemara was the Tima Linda of Meir, Tiba Mishmo is required to the Havamina. So the Mele, if you go right to get it, snow it. If you go right to get it, snow it. And the Heretic is because you like to get out of the Meir. So it is good. Even if you go to the Gemara, but it's called the Gemara, the Gemara, then the Mishmo is lacking in the Tiba. Then the Maskona of the Gemara is that according to the Meir, the Gemara, so still which more is not required at all, not even Rabbonot. So in Mele, the Getzem will written according to Rameya, the text of the Getzem will written according to Rameya, can be written by God, can be written by God. Then there's another washing in the list. Third washing thing. Because whereas the first washing in the list assumes that the Hava Mina of the Mole was so Sidra Taked is more required than Rabbanon. So the second washing that he assumes that the Havamin of the Gemara held that Alibi the Rameya, that the Chime Tarset, but both have to be with Shmoy the Raite. Chime Taked has to be with the Raite, that was the Havamin of the Gemara. According to Rameya, that the Chime Tarset, both have to be with Shmoy. Chime Taked has to be with Shmoy, and Chime Taked has to be with Shmoy. So then, according to the Havamin, according to Havamine, according to the second washing in the lead, so the Meir Shita is really like a unit. The both has to be Midrash. The Chassidut Taged Lishmo has to be Midrash, and Chassidut Taged Lishmo has to be Midrash. Boy, Mire, the Hasset of Raito, Chassidu the Meir, boy, Chassidu Lishmo Midrash, who be Chassidu Udi Plig, the Meir of Tovadu Rikota, because Koya Chassidu Naham, Leder Tovad Akshi Vel Chude Kod. Kod Vel Vel Rav Nachmon, because it's Lom Yishmo, my love, Zvet Aged. So if, so in other words, so if Wir haben die News, dass wir 30 mehr so die Quire, die wir schmoren, so auch zu dem Maxim sehen, in meiner Lage, das ergibt. Maxim hat die Robo, wo ihr wohl, 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 Tot und Name ist in der Ruhe. Die Holz ist Name in der Tod, die Holz ist in der Tod, die Holz ist in der Tod. Meier ist die Schirme Quartier, der Kohl ist in Italien. So, ich hab zu sehen, die Schirme Quartier. Der erste Punkt, wo lab mit Ionini, mit Kulaume, zu einer Ruhe zum Minu, mit der Eitere geht für die Porto, die Kohl ist in der Schmo, diesmal wieder der Bier. Und man sieht am Nachmen, die Breite, die Kohl ist in der Porto, der Bläser, und man sieht in der Meer, wo wo ich sie in der Schmo. Wie nur Kachere, die sie kotten, wie ho, Hadin is hot. So in other words, so as far as the Masconi is concerned, there is no difference between the first wash in the leaf and the second wash in the leaf. According to the first wash in the leaf, the Masconi Gemara is that a leader of Ramea, still the target which more is not required at all, not in the Rabbanot, and according to the second wash in the leaf. So according to Ramea, still the target is not required which more is in the Rabbanot. The Nachtimine between the first wash in the leaf and the second wash in the leaf is respect to the Havamine of the Gemara. So the first portion of the Gemara holds that the Havamine of the Gemara was that a little bit of Meir to the target is required to Shmom the Rabbanon. The second portion of the Gemara holds that a little bit of Meir to the second portion of the Gemara holds that according to the Havamine of the Gemara, a little bit of Meir to the target has to be Shmom with the right. But the Makkone of the Gemara is being according to the first portion of the Gemara, being according to the second motion that is, that a limited Rameya series against which more is not required at all, not even drawn. We must become that. When the price is calling for a good Rameya, we must be Rameya, we boy it to which more. So why do they say Kherasir is called to why they get? Even we boy it to why they get. Say not now, we look at Kherasir is called to why they call it. In Name, we look at it to call it, we should be the way she asked the Name to the חרש שדריקות נשאר בבין הרב. אבל סעיפה בדייקינו מליפות לבחור מהבוי מלכלל ונציא לקושע, אף יקרמיה. תתאי יצא לספלו, תתאי יצא לספלו. He doesn't mean when the Gemara says that the Mishnah goes according to Rameya, that this Mishnah of Akkot Sherem, this is a Gettel Chersh Yukotin, goes only according to Rameya. The Gemara means that this Mishnah, this book, Akkot Sherem, this is a Gettel Chersh Yukotin, goes according to the mayor also, but according to the blazer also. So it goes according to both. The other Mishnah of Hakel Cherim Lovis Aget Chut Mishir, the Chereshit and Kot, the Sume and the Chodim, the Chodim, since the other Mishnah mentioned the Chodim has been disqualified for Shlichet, Tmashma, but for Kiret Aget, not that Mishnah of Hakel Cherim Lovis Aget Chut Mishir, the Chereshit and Chodim, goes only according to the mayor, not according to the mayor. But this Mishnah of Hakel Cherim Lovis Aget Chut Mishir, goes according to the mayor, and it also goes according to the blazer. So the mayor, that's why the Mishnah doesn't say, Hakel Cherim Lovis Aget, and the Chereshit and Chodim Lovis Aget. No, because this Mishnah represents the view of both, the mayor and the blazer. And according to the blazer, Akum couldn't write again. But Chereshit and Chodim, under certain circumstances, could write again, if the God who is they made a gabo. So maybe this Mishnah, so say it as follows. The next Mishnah of Akum Shirin Lovis Aget, Chodim 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 Chodim, so this, the next Mishnah implies that Nakum is only possible for Shlichet Aget, but not for Shlichet Aget. So the next Mishnah goes only according to Rameya. But this Mishnah goes according to Rameya, goes also according to Rameya. So according to Rameya, when the Mishnah says that the Chasim Likotin is without the Zagal. According to Rameya, when the Mishnah says that the Chasim Likotin, it means with the Godel, Eimid Al-Gab, or with the Godel, Eimid Al-Gab. Now. No. So of course, according to the Ri himself, this Mishnah goes only according to Rameya, not according to Rameya. When Tehidah says that it can go to both, that's not in accordance with the visiting publicist. Take the fear, don't take the fear, doesn't involve itself in the silence. So if we say, if we assume that civil saget requires the head, so then we have to say that not only the Mishnah of Akel Kshelim of the Saget goes only according to Rameya, that even the Mishnah of Akel Kshelim of the Saget of the Chelim goes only according to Rameya also. But we are assuming that civil saget does not require the head, then we say that this Mishnah goes according to both. But if we say that civil saget requires the head, then this Mishnah goes only according to the Meya and not the Kodesh.
According to the Meya,
it's not the Kodesh. What?
According to the
Meya, so it's literally required to see the Nakhish Tive.
No, according to the
Meya,
we see the
Tive in the Meya. No, that was the Hava Meya anymore. That was the Hava Meya anymore, all right.
According to the Meya,
well, according to the second motion there is, the Hava Mi Yashum, the contra Mi Yashum, which more is defined right. But that according to the first motion there is.
So,
the one answer is
very good,
no, according, if we say that it requires Shliche, then this Mishnah goes only according to Rameya. And then the Gemara didn't say that it requires, that according to Rameya, all Shliche is also required in Raite. That was stated, mentioned it only in the Makshin, when the Makshin had to lovely day on the new, but not in Rabune. Rabune did not even for one moment think that according to Rameya, Shliche is more required in Raite. That was only in the Makshin, who had to lovely day on the new. He assumed that according to Rameya, Shliche is more is also required in Raite. But Rabune knew that Shliche is more, that according to Rameya, Shliche is more is not required altogether. Uvidei daf, because we call him Kodun Vigavos, Avos Tiri Tachin, because we call him Avoyim Kodun Shri Kosher, Asik Rameya, Yosh Yeshapi, Moitikshi, Avidai, because we call him Ringer Avoye, so it's a raya that Shri Saget is Kosher. This is what the Gemara says. But we call him Potu, we call him Avoye, we call him Shri Kosher. So, Adrabe, Lindik, you will turn on the ratio. So it's a riot that he is possible. That Nakum is possible. Well, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Chodor Om Rav Nachman, Lav Yusuf, Yam, Yiko Possible. What did I say? That if a Nakum writes again, so it's possible? No, it's not like that. If a Nakum writes again, so it's possible. Yam. Why? Because Possible is causing me a voice. Michlaud, Yusuf is possible. So Midai from the second Mishnah, Fakat Kirov of Saget, that since the Mishnah mentions Akum Ligabei, he voyed that it's possible, so it's a raya that Ligabei Tzivei is kosher. Why couldn't the Gemara mention a raya in the reverse way? Because since this Mishnah says, Hakel Kshelim Lichtei Saget, Afil Cheresh Likotin, so it mentions only Cheresh Likotin is kosher. Why doesn't it mention that Akum is kosher? So it's a raya from this Mishneh that Akum is potter. So just as Gemara is Midai from the next Mishneh that Akum is kosher, let it be Midai from this Mishneh that Akum is potter. Because if Akum is kosher, so then the Mishneh should mention Hakum Shimon Saget, Avlecher Sheita Vikotin, Veyakum. Why does it say just Avlecher Sheita Vikotin? So the answer is, so the answer is because this Mishnah can go according to both, according to the Meir and according to Rav Lezer. So the Meir, we cannot be denied from the Mishnah. We cannot be denied from the Mishnah that that I live in Ramea, so I come in Scotia. Because if I come in Scotia, let the Mishnah also say, Heretic in the cotton, they are from there. So even the Mishnah represents the view of both of Ramea and Rebleza. And according to Rebleza, so there is no circumstance under which a goy could write again. This, when the Heretic in the cotton, there is a circumstance under which a Heretic in the cotton could write again. If he goes with him in the Gabo. But by Akum, even if he goes with him in the Gabo, it's possible according to Rebleza. And since the Mishnah represents the view of both, Rebbeya and Rebbeya, so Mele couldn't say Hakel Shilim is a get out of Herashim in Kotin Beakum. It can say Hakel Herashim in Kotin because there, under certain circumstances, I will be the Rebbeya, Herashim in Kotin to write again with circumstances if he got the Shilim. But when he gave Hakel, so he didn't go to the Rebbeya, so it's possible. So how could the Mishnah say Hakel Shilim is a get out of Herashim in Kotin to Hakel? No, Hakel, I'll be the Rebbeya. It's possible. Under all circumstances. So the melee, Akum was omitted in the meeting. Right. So we cannot be indicted from this Mishneh that an Akum is potful. Is potful Ali the Ramea. No. The reason is why they asked me this Akum is kosher Ali the Ramea. But the reason is why the Mishneh doesn't mention Akum is kosher is because the Mishneh goes according to the letter also. And according to Rebbeza, under no circumstances can Akum be kosher. But Herashim Nikotin can be kosher under which circumstances? If it's kosher, then it's not. So other Rabbi Lizik will tell the Reishe that he is kosher. So let it be Midai that Akum is possible. Then Elo, why aren't we Midai from the Reishe that Akum is possible? Elo, Mishim the Reishe, Asnam Rebbeza, Akum el Rameya. That was the Havam. Upori go avada in holding a dice in Ashikovi, the Havu is what the Ramea, the Kolapochet in the Rabono, he goes away me al Dabo, so the Gimore said, no, because the Akmal dice in Ashikovi. And then Rav Nachman said, but that was only as long as Rav Nachman assumed that Tidu Lishmo is required of the Ramea. And Rav Nachman said, no, Tidu Lishmo is not required. Now, so what do we have here? We have the affliction. The first thing is that that the whole Gemara goes according, not only the Maskone, but even the Havanim goes according to Rebbeya. And in regard to Rebbeya, the Gemara knew all the time that Lishmo is not required by Sefer. So the Mishnah goes only according to Rebbeya. The Mishnah goes on a star. The Mishnah goes according to Rebbeya. The Mishnah goes according to Rebbeya. So Shlichas is not required. So Meile Yicharet is Likotin. If you go to Zindal Gabor, so you see it as Kavone, so the get is a good get. The get is a good get. And even in Sheite, it's because of the Gabo, it's also good yet, because in Sheite, Kavoni is in Kavoni, where there is a Chochem Tichman. The Chochem Tichman. And the Mishnah goes according to the blessing. Then there is the Rishi. Now the Rishi, as it is expressed, that Chet, is the Tchilet Aget, requires shlichus. So mainly according to that shlichus, the shlichus again requires shlichus. So this mishnah of Akum Tzirim, this is again al Herashim in Kotin can go only according to Rebbeya. It cannot go according to Rebbeya. Because according to Rebbeya, the shlichus again requires shlichus. So mainly the Herashim in Kotin cannot fly, even with the Godly name. So if we accept this shita of the Rish, the Shilas HaGet requires Shlichah, so then the whole Mishnah of Akum Shilas HaGet of Shilas HaGet can go only according to Rebbeya, not according to Rebbeya. Now, if we don't accept this shita of the Rish, the Shilas HaGet requires Shlichah, so then we can say that this Mishnah of Akum Shilas HaGet of Shilas HaGet goes according to Rebbeya and according to Rebbeya. According to Rebbeya, So it must has reference to his case of Bodhi Nagabot, according to the mayor, it has reference to no Bodhi Nagabot. All right. But, according to the Rish, own Shite, the Kshirat Haget requires Shliche, so then this Mishnah can go only according to the mayor, not according to the mayor. All right. Now, yesterday I mentioned the Rav. I'm not too against Rav. Now, take the sheet of you, in all the three things. Take the sheet of you, in all the three things. That the dean of Charity the Cotton, the reason is why Charity the Cotton cannot buy the gas without the Madaro, is because we see that there is no carbon without the Madaro. But if the reason got the Madaro, then we see they have carbon. And if they have carbon in the so the carbon is the carbon. The carbon is the carbon. The carbon is the carbon. Now, as far as Charity cotton is concerned, so taste the CPU that the carbon, in all the three changes, that the carbon is the carbon. If you see it, they have carbon. So the carbon is not the carbon. In regard to taste it, so the first version of taste it is that if you change it, by gas, this carbon is the carbon, where we have it. But then the other version, in taste it, the other version of taste it is that taste it, even if he has carbon, so if carbon is no carbon. So we have two machines, two sheets in case as whether the case is carbon. Is the carbon, well, which mode is wired in the right or not. The first was in case is that the case is carbon, is the carbon WG, even when which mode is wired in the right. And the other two machines is all that the case is carbon is muscat. But the heritage and the cost of carbon is not muscat, according to all cases. All right. Now, the Kabbalah is sitting in with the Kherashid of the cotton when the Gemara says Lab Nidayan in Yud, so it's not a union of the fear. It means that Al-Tidin is Kavone is no Kavone. Al-Tidin is Kavone is no Kavone. It's not a question of the fear. Al-Tidin is Kavone is no Kavone. Al-Tidin is Kavone is no Kavone. Not a question of it. So what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says that actually that the shrike, according to the Rabbanon of Tanot, the shrike requires Kavone. So then, even the Acheri, who are really the Gabbos of the cotton, would guide the cotton, that he should check with Kavone, so then the shrike would be true. Because the cotton would die with no dark, so his Kavone is also no dark. Just as we say his dad is no dad, his kavone is no kavone. So the mele gab is chite according to Rabbonim of Rabnosen, so is chitot is true or even if achir me no gabo, and even if the guy is chod, the shech father, and to be the chav. But, gab is get, God will no gabo, is effective. Why? Because gab is get, who affects the lishmo, the bow affects the lishmo. Well, the Rabbi himself happens to agree with the Rabbi that Shiret HaGet requires this. So merely he makes it here. But that's based upon the fact that it requires this. Whether it requires this or it doesn't require this. But the Baal is the one who affects So ich muss, if it requires Lichet, so then, so ich muss die Effekte zu Lichet, if it doesn't require Lichet, so then ich muss die Effekte zu Zivu von der Baal. But if the Baal effect, so ich muss, so me mele, God will end up Gabo of his good, why is God will end up Gabo of Because the Baal is with Tave, because we're going to So who's going to be effective? Not the cost of Lichmo. The cost of Lichmo is no Lichmo. Because his doubt is no doubt, Kavon is no Kavon. But the God will not have Lichmo is effective. And who has to be appointed to Yach now? Rav Meile happens to hold. The Slichas is required. So who has to be appointed to Yach? The God will not have to be appointed to Yach. And if we say Slichas is not required, who has to receive the Tzivu? Who has to receive the Tzivu? Because we're not gathered to receive the Tzivu. Not the cost. Not the cost. All right. The Rabbeinu HaRav Zal Tzirei Zichol Shekol Dovo Sheshua Teisei Al Zishliach Hava Amide Al Gabo Of Kavone Teis Umidin Shlich Avol Dovo Sheyev Shua Teisei Al Zishliach Af Amide Zendat Al Gabo Vli Maiwa Vli Merido Vimokim Shetzorech Kavone Viyutach Chli Teisei Shua Teisei Al Zishliach Vli Mahani Amide Zbez Al Gabo So Bachlite Emid Al Gabo There's no significance So maybe that's the reason as to why cotton, the two of cotton has to be used from the cotton of each. If we didn't have it, there's a cotton. So then the question arises, no, one second. So then the question arises, according, so behind the time, not cotton, behind the time, this shape is a whole lot of cotton, it's true. Now the question arises, So why do we have to resort, according to Rav Meile, why do we have to resort to a concept of these, without it, a concept of these, a concept of the Chilei, but Rav Meile holds that the concept, who is out of demon in the dark, so his carbon is no car, so even without it, there's a concept of these. So his Chilei should be no Chilei, why? Because there's no carbon, and even if we see it, there's a carbon, so his carbon is no car. So just the shape, Cases of a closet to all without external cotton, because carbon is no carbon. So cotton should also be a whole lot of closet to all. So that he has this cash here. Who becomes? So, and then he has, and then the other question is, so what difficulty against a meaning is, why does the Gemara have to bring the two of cotton of an external cotton for people? Without it, because his carbon is no carbon. Without it, his carbon is no carbon. But then, there is another question, is why do we have to resort to the cost of one of the own words, that cheret and cherset, cannot be chelei, but the kavone is no kavone, so without the potik of one of the own words, so it should be, the chlita should be no good. So he says as follows. Umar shepirsh, divi rabyana yil vomit, tam cheret and cherset. משום דיינם ביומה ויומרו, וביקות משום די שכסיבי פרשה, ויומרו שאינם נדייה, וריבוס אומרו שם. דיילו נוקד ביקות מטיים ונדייה, הווה מיני, קוט מכיוון תשע, כיוון עשר שהוא בן דעת, יפה יביד נתחויצה, שפי חויצה עושה חויצה, כאיתי שאומרו בגיטים, הפות יש מקחו מקח וממקום הממקח, בלטאוטו, קומש מאוד דלוי, דייש, קוטו ופרשה, חרס וחרס אתנם להשינון, ויומד, Idnidianin love Nichlisaninu. So as far as this, the Kashif from Kharat Echal is concerned, so it would be very detailed. Suppose they had been over there Takotu for Verom Aviyombo. So then the Kharat and the Kharat would be excluded. What kind of a Kharat or Kharat? The Kharat is in the Abiyam in Shilea. Because this kind of a Kharat, there's no, is out of being considered as in the day of the Mele, he's Kavon in Buka. But suppose the government, the woman, they can hear, but they cannot talk. So then, if we didn't tell it just a cotto for the Omar the Omro, then they could hear it. Now that we have it just a cotto of the Omar the Omro, the one that is a cotto by this one who cannot talk, cannot hear it. So even if he can hear, even if the government can hear, but he cannot talk, he's mute, so he cannot hear it. But if we didn't tell it just a cotto of the Omar the Omro, So who would be Ismail? A cheret she'ein levida ve'eya. Ve'eni she'meya. Who is dumb and deaf. For someone who is not deaf, but he's just dumb, so then he could be chelei. Because of the otakotu. of one of your laws, or even someone who is just a new age. But you may ask, so he's open to that. All right, so now, how about the other kind? Why do we need a Gerasa Kosher for beef? To be mild cotton that is not clean. But without the Gerasa Kosher for beef, he cannot be healed because his kavone is no kavone, koni kramine. So the Rajbo says, Lachimine is regarde a cotton who reached the stage of putting. Now, the Mishnah says, Nanzo, a putit me komeka, umen koron memka. So in other words, Jachonet Chachomit, that if a cotton has already intelligence, like Amini has the intelligence of the every child itself, this is what Gemara says in Amzor. He has the every intelligence of the every child of seven, so then his business perspective are affected. It's a Jachonet Chachomit, Mishum Kedei Chaya. So Mele, so he says, if we didn't have a Gerasa Kosher for beef, then we would know that the chlisha of the cotton, let's say, who has entertained the stage of putting his chlisha is what? Let's say cotton of five, or the cotton of seven, and certainly cotton of 10, 11, 12, so his chlisha would be good. His chlisha would be good. So now that we have the cotton for beef, so even a cotton who reached the stage of putting, his chlisha is no chlisha. Now the question arises, what is the halacha of putting to do with chlisha? Now, would the Rashba say that regarding the halacha of cotton collateral kule, that if the cotton has reached the stage of putting, so he has it in the bottle? The thing that is yoni, that is wishing, that is everything, collateral kule. Martin Midei after Hachem Midei. So would anyone say that the cotton who is 12 years old, who is 10 years old, who is already beyond the stage of putting, that he can become a Shliach? Of course not. A cotton is a cotton. So the Mele is considered as any Midei. So it doesn't matter how old he is, whether he's 5 or he's 7 or he's 10 or he's 12. If he's a cotton, so he's not a Midei. So the Mele, how can the Rajva say, the reason that why we require a potik of beef is to be mild a cotton who attained the age of putting. The mental age of putting. So that kind of a cotton, so he's also if we didn't have just a cotton of beef, we would say only a cotton who has not attained the stage of putting is cotton. But the cotton who attained the age of putting is cotton. Because of the Sakoto, we know that if we cotton who attained the age of putting, what's the significance of putting? Putting, the age of putting is only significant in regard to the Sakoto Kakon. That's all, nothing else. The answer is, of course, this aloha of a putting, mekhomek kakon, government carries only Sakoto Kakon. But the Kakonin based the Sakone upon a certain mental age of putting. What's the yichas with that age? The Gemara says, Ben Sheva. What's the yichas with Ben Sheva? Let's say an intelligent cotton of Ben Sheva, so it's mekhonet. So what's the yichas with an intelligent cotton of Ben Sheva? The answer is, putting mark the age when the cotton will see a Hezda. We couldn't say, that every cotton until in Bamitzvah is seared as no doubt. I mean, that wouldn't make sense. But there is a certain time in the age of the cotton when the seared is the void of doubt. Let's say cotton again, or cotton is 1 year old. The seared is like that. So what kind of a cotton do we have that the seared is doubt, but our beginning is not even there? That's good. So putate marks the age when the CSC has that. But Alpatini is any the new. So the Chachomim says, of course, me the right says, so it's cotton skin and no skin. So in Mechimekach and in Kolen Memkar not. But me the Rabbono, if the CSC has that, only Alpatini is not even there. So then it's Mechomekach and Kolen Memkar. But the Mitzvah. So what is the Mitzvah of the cotton who has that? Putate. So maybe de Rajbo Hoos, Trabulino Hoos, that in regard to Kabone, in regard to that, whatever consent is required. So everyone who else did, because who else did is the name of the day of Tom and Mele, he does it, know that. In regard to Kabone, it depends. If it is the cotton who drinks, yes, is devoid of that. So then it's Kabone, it's no Kabone. Even if it's yes, yes, Kabone. So it's Kabone, is Mufka. Even see it, he has no doubt, he's devoid of that. That means if he has to reach the age of which. But even see it, he has that. But our Pedim is in the day of. So we got the Kab, so it's Mufka. Whatever requires consent. But we got the Kabon, it's not Mufka. So the Mele, if we didn't have it, of course, for peace, but then he caught me where he was in the age of which. That means that in fear is the void of God, then it's Kabone is Mufka. So it's with his fault. It's with the required Kabone. But God knew that he ate of the day. So in fear he has that. But our Kabone is not the day. So maybe his Kabone is the Kabone. His Kabone is not Mufka. Alright. Now then it says, so, yes. The purpose of the Kabone is the higher, because the Chachomim felt that one, a cotton who is already intelligent, so it should be able to do business. He's in intelligent. He should be able to do business. So Mamele, what is that? No. What if he's in fear, there's no doubt. No one who says that he cotton who is 10 years old in fear, there's no doubt. That's an ECS, he has doubt. What if they say that ECS, there's no doubt? What if they say that? No, there's a shape there, so ECS is devoid of doubt. But he cotton, if he has attained the age of which age, so Mele, he's doubt. Now, in regard to Cheres and Cherses, in regard to Cheres and Cherses, Namlach Minon, that you will heal him, heal him, and this may be in the love of the city. So now the question arises, in as much as Rabbi Meir, give the Cheres, the reason as to why. Now please, I want to say it to me, because it's really confusing. Because Rabbi Meir said, that the reason as to why the Gemara requires the Pasuk of Ish, to be my cotton. And we are not be my cotton simply on the basis of the fact that it's Kabone is no Kabone. It's because if there hadn't been a cotton of Ish, so then we would only be my which kind of cotton will be created with that. Before cotton, but not the cotton after cotton. So because of the cotton of Ish, so we are my even a cotton after the age of cotton. So we see that this aloha, that the cotton, Kabone is Mufkas, is only Shayach, is in Tiet, is devoid of that. But if in Tiet he has that, but our Fidin is not even that, then his Kabone is not Mufkas. So Mele, why does Rabbi Yehine have to be returned regarding the prophet of the Oma of Cheres to Cheres? The reason is why we have to resort to a prophet. Is in order to be my even in the woman. So it's Masna. The thing so far as the Cheres is concerned. Cheres means one who is Elishemei Avein, who is dead enemy. So we don't have to resort to it in the Takotu for Roma Leombo. He could be Ismail on the basis of lack of Kabone. Why? Because his Kabone is no Kabone. But why even one who is in with other Elishemeya should not be excluded on the basis of lack of Kabone? Just as the cotton who attained the age of Putin is not dismissed on the basis of lack of Kabone. Only a cotton who is below the age of Putin can be dismissed on the basis of lack of Kabone. But the cotton who is above the age of Putin is not excluded on the basis of lack of Kabone. Why not? Because the Tiet has that. Cheres also, even if he's dead and youth, the Tiet he can have that. The Tiet, he can have that. I mean, don't we find dead and youth children, I mean not children, I mean grown up, who are very intelligent, with a very high IQ, but the answer is, Al-Bedini is not even there. Just as a cotton, Al-Bedini is not even there. Can you explain that? A cotton is not even there. So a cheresh, and a cheresh also, Al-Bedini is not even there. But, regarding the halacha that the kavone is mufkat, Rabbi Yehuda Shiti is, only the kavone of one who can see it is the void of God. Like a cotton below the age of putin, his kavone is mufkat. But one who Al-Bedini is an enemy day of the Messias, he has that, his kavone is not mufkat. So mainly we need the potik of Roma Romo, not only we got the human human, but if we got a cheres of chelzes, let's say if he's a cheres of chelzes, who is very intelligent. And it's much more Baba Yini, from the Rajbo, that we got the cheres of chelzes, so we don't need the potik of Roma Romo, only we got the human human. So why, so Rabbi Yehine obviously distinguishes between cotton and cheres and cheres, between cotton and cheres and cheres. So why is it so? So the answer is this. Cheres is true, that you can find the cheres and the cheres, the cheres and the cheres, who is very intelligent. But the reason is why the halacha declares that the cheres even in the day of, is because in every cheres there is a diminution of that. That doesn't mean that the Messias is devoid of that, but there is in every cheres the fact that he cannot communicate, that he is in Shemaya, in that way, that he cannot communicate with people, that in itself necessarily involves the diminution of that. So true is by the genius. Alright, so he has an IQ of 150. But the same cheresh, hadn't he been a cheresh, he would be more. So the reason is why the Torah declares that a cheresh is considered a even day off is because in every cheresh there is a necessary diminution of that. So the chalid din a even day of the cheresh is based upon the mitzvah of a diminution in that. Makein ki gabi kosi. So that the Halei being in the layer of the cotton is not based upon the mysterious of the diminution of that. It is specific of the cotton. The Halei being in the layer of the cheres is based upon the necessary diminution in the other one. And the Horai, you see, the Rabbi Shikagiri, we don't have to have the Rabbi, but the Rabbi Shikagiri, that which cheresh has he been of any than they are. Only a cheresh was born in the Davar of Israel. But if someone was born not a cheresh. And then, to an accident, to sickness, I mean, to some sibbe, he became an any Davar of Israel. So that kind of a cheresh, according to Rabbi Yehi, is considered as a cheresh. We don't pass twice of this. Why does Rabbi Yehi say, why does Rabbi Yehi distinguish between cheres, who was born a cheres? So he is considered a living deyo. And the cheres, who was born a pesach and then became a cheres, well, the answer is simple. Because the chalei din a living deyo of a cheres is based upon the diminution in that. So mainly holds only if he was born a cheres. But then he had the din of a living deyo. But if he was born a pesach, then not. And the Rabbanim of Rabbi Yehi, so they hold, since it's not that they hold, the Chalei Din of the Cheres is a separate Shira Takosha, which is not based upon diminution of the necessary diminution of that. They also agree that it's based upon the diminution of that. But, even if he was born in chaos, but then, and he had communication of people and everything, but then when the communication of people sees some melee, that results necessarily in a substantial diminution in that, so the Mele is considered as a negative deal. As a negative deal. Cotton is considered a negative deal, not because there is a necessary diminution in that, because there is no such necessity. Of course, there is a necessary The reason is that I say in the cotton, let's say, is 2 years old in Israel now. But could you say that everyone who is 12 years old must necessarily be less of even they are than one who is 13 years old? There is no such relationship. And still, the halacha is one who is 12 years old is a cotton, is an even they are. And the one who is 13 years old is even they are. So the Halev Din of even they are, the cotton, is not based upon the illusion of that. So the male, that's why. Ligabi the kashe of cotton. So he says the reason is why we have to resort to the cotton of these is because if we didn't tell him just a cotton of these, so he cotton beyond the stage of putting. His kavone would not be nufka. Even though, the under stage of that, of putei, he is still considered out to be as any than they are. But that's not based upon diminution in that. It's not based upon lack of that. So the male says it's not based, in the halev din of any than they are, is not based of lack of that. So the male, the kavone is not nufka. Machinically got the heres, even though the heres is genius. But the Halev Din even they of the heres is always based upon the fact that there is a diminution in that. As a matter of fact, if you talk to a heres, no matter how bright the heres is, so you see, you'll be able to detect in every heres that there is something lacking in it. So Al-Fidin, the Halev Din even they of the heres is based upon the lack of that. So Mele, his kavone is always like that, no matter how smart the heres is. So why do we need the Pasuk of Omar V'Omro? So the Pasuk of Omar V'Omro, we all need in connection of real and real men, not in connection of heres. I mean, I'm sure that this is a pshat in the rabbi. Alright, now, so what does the, and then he says, so the Rashba says, so according to the Rabbi Yehuda, it is as follows. Shaitis that Kavone is no Kavone. And when we say Shaitis Kavone is no Kavone, and I said, the Shaitis is one who is feared before the Zah. But the Rambam Shaitis is the Shaitis of Rechot, that is not Shaitis. And the Rambam has all kinds of categories of Shaitis. All kinds of categories of Shaitis. I mean, there is someone who says that according to the Rambam, maybe 40% of the people can be embraced within the concept of Shaitis. Because the Rambam has Shaitis of Rechot, and the Rambam has Shaitis, and the Rambam has Mishkan in Yisya, and the Rambam has New Wall in Yisya, and the Rambam has Nechbod in Yisya. So that's why there was the whole Jewish world was wrecked in the Machlekes in connection with the Kliva Get. Why? Because there was a certain man who was very unstable. So one day he declared himself in love with his wife, and the next day he wanted to divorce his wife, and he gave her a get. And the day when he said that his wife is the most powerful woman in the world. And then the question arose, is he capable of being regarded? Because the same person could the next day say that she is the most wonderful woman in the world. So there are two of us, the Sagittarius and the Rehude. Why? Because they call it the Rambam Shite, because of I'm rolling the Yitzhak, I'm exposing the Yitzhak, and so on. So Shite doesn't mean one who is devoid of all that. One can be a very intelligent person, and be considered a shaykh, certainly according to Rambam or Sheikh Gavarech. So why do we say that it's kavone, no kavone? It's not because of this fear. Of course, if one is completely detached from reality, so then b'mtziyati is no kavone. But if he is, b'mtziyati is very intelligent, but al-fitin is considered a shaykh. Either because of the stagnation, or the positivity, or because of Gavarech, or for whatever reason it is. So melee, He should be, his kavone should be kavone, his kavone. So that's the halacha. that in as much as Jesus is there, and the Chalei Din, so Bashek is also a Chalei Din in the Dab, because we can have the many Yishete who can see it, is very intelligent. But the Chalei Din, any of the of Yishete, is always based upon the illusion of that. Why does the Rambam say, people don't have to say that? Because in one respect, so there is a diminution. There is mind of work in that respect. And this is the stagnator, the fortigator, the rotator. So there is one aspect, there is one area where there is a diminution in that. So the Mele seems the Halei. So Vashet also, it's not just the Mitzir, he has no doubt. If it's seen in the deal. But the Halei is being made in the day of Vashet is always based upon diminution of that, upon lack of that. So Mele is Kavone, is no Kavone at all. And for the same reason, Cheresh, Kavoneh, Cheresh, and Dalai Shemeah, no matter how intelligent he is, but the Chalei is being made in the day of the Cheresh is based upon the Messias of diminution of that. So Mele is Kavoneh, is no Kavoneh altogether. Masheikim Kavi Kotn, the Chalei is being made in the day of Kotn is not based upon diminution of that, lack of that. It's special just because. It's special just because. It's a Kotn is the name of the day. It's a Kotn is the name of the day. From Mele, Gabi Kavona, not as Kavona should be Muscat, so only Kotn will be Tears has no doubt. But if Kotn will be Tears has doubt, so if Kavona is not Muscat, so why can even such a Kotn be Chalei? Because of the Kotn. All right. Then the Rajba said, from Mele, the Rabbi Yehle said, Gabi Shchite, even if the Godlings of Dabo guide the Kotn, he said, so the Shchite is no Shchite. Why? Because Gabi Shchite, he says, the time when he shchited when Hameh Amidah God Elohim and Agavu Rabbonon, the boy Kavonu be shchite, if he shehakil tolu bidaat ha-sheikh, the Yerushoch Adem is chaveren, shaloi nidai tikshero, the Afro Pishu Nishchamu Kual Baal Barahimo, al mekol ha-heta tolu bidaat ha-sheikh, the Chavonu, Chavonot, but Mashiach is Gabi Yeh, so it's the Baal who affects Lishmo. Now, so what will follow according to, so anyway, what we have, the secret of the Yemi meaning, that the Kotn is Kavone, is no Kavone, if the Kotn is fully reality, and the secret is Kavone, is no Kavone. So why is the, can a Kotn who did not attain the age of Putin, why can he write again if Kotn is in the Kavone? Because it's the Kavone of, you know, it's more because of the Gabo. So then, a very big chidesh will follow from this Ramiyeh. And no one of the Achim mentioned it, but it is fairly followed from this Rasbo. Let's say, if he caught, now, what the Alokha, if he caught me right again, and the God is not in the Gabo, so then they get it for me. It's right. So, Bamez, what I'm doing, the point of Ramiyeh, if he caught me right again, and the God is not in the Gagabo, so he is a Kotn Shaloi Gyalipu. Shaloi Gyalipu. But he is the Kotn Gyalipute, he is the Kotn Gyalipute, so then Kavon is not Muskar. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's not. When he says Lamzene, it doesn't mean because he fears there's no Kavon, because also he is Kavon Muskar. But which Kotn is the Kavon Muskar? The Kotn who is has not attained the age of Putin. So then, for power, according to Kavine, the Kotn is already beyond the age of Putin, if you write again, even though the Kotn is not even a Gabo, so they get the question of the right. But, it has to be qualified, this statement. Kavine himself wouldn't say it for a different reason, because from Kavine's washing smart man, the Silas, I guess, requires Lichtus. So the Mele, and the reason is why the Kotn is not is the Kotn is very Pagabo. It seems good because then the Lishmo, who is Lishmo is effective, the Kotn Pagabo is Lishmo is effective. And the Kotn Pagabo is the main system. But in case, if a say Kotn of 12 years old, who will be CSS Kavon Lishmo, and there is no Kotn Pagabo, so then according to Ramiyeh, it will be possible for a different reason. Why? Because we don't have a Kotn Pagabo. So who is the Shuyah? Who has to be the Shuyah? The one who lies? Now, he cannot become a Shuyah. But, so, Ramiyeh himself would say that in all cases, if he caught the wife to get without the problem of Abo, so maybe we get his spot, even if he caught me 12 years old. We remember that himself. 12 years old, and without the problem of Abo, so Ramin would say that he gets his spot in the Ramin. Why? Because he holds the spirit against his wife here, but when there is a problem of Abo, so then who is the Shuyah? Because of the Abo, but when there is no problem of Abo, so who has become a Shuyah? The KT, and the KT cannot become a Shuyah. But suppose we don't, after all, one can agree with the Shita, with all the wonders of Rabbi Yehuda, except on this one point. That's a separate point. It just happens that Rabbi Yehuda holds the Kshirut HaGetzik Vayishchem. But it has nothing to do with all the other wonders of Rabbi Yehuda. So if someone will accept Rabbi Yehuda's wonders, but he will not accept this one point of the Shita Sarit, the Kshirut HaGetzik Vayishchem, so then it will follow that he is the cotton, is worthy of putting, then he can be taken again only if there is a problem with the Gabo. If the cotton is the only putting, then he can write again even without the Gabo. But Kabinin himself will say no, because of this. All right, now let's go.